Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now then, you may have heard in the news yesterday that Ireland is to accept 5 unaccompanied child migrants into the country. And today I want to discuss the reaction that this story has received in the country. These 5 children had been rescued from the Mediterranean Sea in humanitarian search and rescue missions and will be welcomed to Ireland under the Irish Refugee Protection Programme. Minister for Justice Charlie Flanagan said the children would be taken in from Malta as a gesture of solidarity and humanitarian assistance. Now, these children were part of a group of migrants stranded at sea for weeks aboard 2 rescue ships. They arrived in Malta after it reached a deal with other EU member states, ending a standoff that rights groups branded absolutely shameful. The 49 migrants, including a baby and several children, were rescued by 2 boats on December 22nd and 29th over the Christmas period while attempting the dangerous Mediterranean cross from North Africa into Europe. But with no country allowing them to dock, they were left stranded off the coast of Malta for all that time. They were on rescue boats on the water for all that time without going into any port. It's reported that they suffered seasickness and dehydration, with some briefly refusing food, and onboard doctors warning of psychological stress as well. Now, the deal reached by Malta and the EU also included a decision on the fate of 249 people who'd been rescued, 249 migrants, should I say, who'd been rescued already on the island. Of the total 298 migrants, 176, they're going to be sent to Germany, France, Portugal, ourselves, Ireland, Romania, Luxembourg, the Netherlands and Italy. Another 78 are going to stay in Malta. 44 Bangladeshi migrants are going to be sent back to their own country, and that kind of sums up all of those migrants and what's going to be done with them. So 5 children are on their way to Ireland. That's what we do know. And if you think that the entire country is waiting with arms wide open, you would be wrong, because judging by many of the comments online today that I read anyway, many people would put a Donald Trump style wall around the coast of Ireland. Have a listen to some of these messages that I saw in reaction to this story. We should be looking after our own, one comment said. The figure will double once the children's families are found. We need to stop letting people into this country. Another one, similarly to the first, it's time to start looking after our own. We got to forget about others until we get ourselves sorted. And how do we even know that these are children? Now, on the other hand, you know, there are a lot of compassionate comments, I suppose you would say, online in reaction to this story too. But today I want to talk about those people who sort of have this rejection mentality, that don't want any migrants coming into this country, be they minors, be they, you know, men and women in their 20s and 30s, or be they older than that. They just don't want them in because they reckon we should be looking after our own here. So the question I want to ask you today is, do you think those who would like to reject even migrants coming into this country, do you think they are racist? 1850 410 494 or 087 188 0008. Judging by a lot of the reaction to those people who are saying they would like to reject migrants coming into the country, a lot of those people are saying that they in fact are racist, and that there's a racist undertone to those who wouldn't you know, open their arms to 5 migrant children coming into this country. 5 migrant children who've been stuck on board a rescue ship for a number of weeks. So what do you think? Are those people racist that want to reject migrants coming into this country? 1850 410 494 or 087 188 0008. We'll get you in touch with the show today. Andy, you're live in Classic Hits. How are you, Andy?
Hello, Mike. How are you? How was your afternoon going?
My afternoon is going fine, Andy. Thanks very much. Yeah, so far so good. How's your afternoon going?
It's good. It's good. Yeah.
You're not struck down with the flu yet, no?
No. Thank you. I had the flu injection, and which the last number of years. So
I think it's a good idea, and I know the doctor was saying that as well. I think it's a really good idea for anyone susceptible to any sort of illness, or anyway vulnerable. I think it's a good thing to get every year. Anyway, sure, look, it's up to people whether they want to do that or not. In relation to these 5 children coming, it's just 5. It's only 5 kids. They've had a hard life, I assume. Yeah. Bringing them into this country, any big deal?
I think it's a major deal because we know what country they're from first, Mike.
That's not said yet, no.
No. And why are children unaccompanied? Did their parents decide to put them on and send them off? And We from past experience, we know that once they're settled here, the first thing, or they need their parents, and next minute their parents will have to be allowed in, and their siblings, and I don't know how many more. Now, this has been gone. It's only 5, and it's only 22 Syrian migrants, and it's only this amount, and it's only that amount. But the problem is, Ireland is a very small country. We never invaded any other country. We were never colonial power. We can't be blamed for a lot of the problems that goes on in the world. And usually, I'm sure whatever country they came, like every other country, there's rich and poor in every country. And why weren't they accommodated with a rich family in their own country? Why we ended up with this problem?
Well, the assumption would be that many of the families have made their way from the likes of Syria and so on, and any civil war is going to lead to issues with migration. It's going to lead to issues where people have to get out of that country.
The civil war is over in Syria, Mike. The civil war is over in Syria.
I don't know if I call it over now. You'd have to ask the Syrian people about that. However, no matter if a civil war is coming to an end, over or still in existence, the fact is there's going to be a lot of displaced people, and the past reports would tell you, and a lot of tracking has been done as well, and lots of case studies and so on, that they will go through Africa, up to Northern Africa, Libya and so on, and try get on boats. And I assume, well, the assumption would be anyway, the parents will be putting their children onto boats to get them safe, rather than putting them through any more distress, I suppose, with war-torn countries or so on. Yeah.
Have you children, Mike, if you don't mind me asking?
I have 2 children, yeah.
Right. You, I presume, being a good parent, you wouldn't put them onto a boat or a bus and send them off hoping that everything will turn out well.
Well,
for them.
Thankfully, I've never been in a position where I've been involved in a civil war or had to protect my children from that level of violence. Now, I'm only taking their word for this. Many of the families who are trying to make these journeys across the Mediterranean Sea will tell you that they're in predicaments beyond anything we could ever recognise.
Well, that's what they tell us. We don't know, because a lot of them, there's never any real checks done.
But do you really believe parents are going to put children onto a boat unaccompanied just so that they can join them in a few years over in the country that they eventually arrive in?
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, because usually parents would protect their children. You keep them close and you protect them. You don't just send them off.
Okay, but I'm sure, and again, we can't speak to these parents. I'm sure they would argue that by getting them away from danger, they are protecting them. And this is a last resort to save their children first.
you must be joking. You're putting them into a boat to send them off and it said that they're going to be protected. Into an open boat or out into the sea, and that you reckon that's going to protect them. I think you're stretching credibility now to a fair length.
I don't have their word. We can't speak to them. However, however, looking at everything compassionately, and I'm not saying that I believe everybody or every migrant who makes a journey that they're hard up or whatever. Maybe some aren't, but I believe if you're willing to put children onto a boat with no certainty that they will even survive, things must be pretty desperate.
We don't know. For a start, we don't know what country they're from. We don't know whether there is a civil war there. We don't know. We have no information. And don't forget that a lot of the so-called children that arrived into the UK were actually young adults. So we don't even know their ages. We can't verify their ages. We can't verify what country they're from. We're just supposed to take it, they're children. And it will be said that how many children here are waiting for treatments for different illnesses that they have? Mm-hmm. How many children are waiting for operations that they need? Maybe years on it waiting for an operation to improve their lives. Mm-hmm. And it's true that we are a small country. We have limited resources, and I always maintain that when you have to look after your own people first. And that is my position.
Okay, hang on there a second, Andy, because lots of people want to get in on this. 1850 410 494. In relation to what I said, judging by the reaction online today and a lot of people echoing what you're saying, on the other hand, those who seem to have compassion and will welcome these children in and other migrants, they in turn are saying that the likes of yourself are racist.
I regard it as realism. the people who are they taking, actually taking them into their own homes?
Well, no, I wouldn't imagine so.
No. But they want everyone else to pay for them. They said if they're willing, if they're really compassionate, they should take them into their own homes, look after their kids, their education and their health care and their education, and that would mean that, to me, that would be the sign of a good example.
Okay, well,
of compassion.
Okay, well, hang on a second, Andy. Sean, I'm going to come to you straight after the break. All right, Sean? Yes. Now, you're very welcome back. It's Mike Hogan in for Niall Boylan this Friday afternoon, 12:30 now. If you want to get in touch, 1850 410 494 087 188 0008 is the text and WhatsApp number, and we're talking about the news story that broke yesterday, in around yesterday afternoon, that Ireland is to accept 5 unaccompanied child migrants into the country. It's after a standoff, actually, that happened in the Mediterranean, when a group of migrants were rescued from a boat coming from North Africa to Malta, and there was a standoff with Malta saying, hey, look, we can't take any more. There's going to have to be some sort of arrangement. The EU stepped in and said, okay, well, let's see what we can do here. And eventually the standoff came to an end with these migrants and another whole host of migrants, about 290-odd, that were already in Malta, are being placed in various countries, including Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, and here in Ireland. But it's 5. It's 5 minors, it's 5 children coming to Ireland. But judging by a lot of reaction today online, and of course Andy was the first up to talk to us this afternoon as well, just before the break, and he reckons, no, we can't accept any more, we need to look after our own. I'm asking, as well as many people online asking the question, are those opinions, are those people racist in a way? 1850 410 494. Sean, now you're live in Classic Hits. Hey, Sean.
Hey. How's it going, Mike?
Not so bad. Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, it's kind of a big question there, but I would just take exception with Andy's line of reasoning there. He used that if people are in favor of migrants coming to this country, they should take them into their own homes. I think that's, if you put that kind of reasoning to other issues, it quickly becomes ridiculous.
It is a bit ridiculous.
If I'm concerned about curing a disease, I should open up a biotech lab in my basement. If I'm concerned about, you know, crime wave, I should run my
exactly. And I put it to you as well, Andy. Ridiculous. If you're so concerned about children in Ireland waiting on lists for operations, why don't you do something about it? If you're so concerned about homeless children in Ireland, I assume you're taking them into your home. So it's not really a realistic argument.
Yeah, can I answer that?
Mm. Sure.
Yeah. I was so concerned about young children and young adults waiting on the list. I got involved in a charity that makes sure that they get the counselling time rather than being put on the list where they were in danger of committing suicide. So let's be real here. A lot of people want to bring them in, but they want to have they'll have a nice glow about themselves and how compassionate they are, but they want someone else to pay for them. If you want to take in a refugee, if you agree with it, well, take in a refugee into your home.
I don't have to do that. I vote.
You don't know. No, but you want to allow them in, but you want everyone else to pay for them.
We have a democratic representative republic form of government. I don't have to do things directly. I vote for people who carry out my wishes using tax money.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do think so. You think otherwise? You think this is a monarchy or dictatorship or?
I think that the EU is dictating and the UN is dictating who takes that we take in these people, and we have so many lapdogs in government that they'll do what they're told. That's what I think.
Sean, why do you think there is a fear factor in Ireland at the moment in amongst a lot of people of taking migrants into this country? There seems to be a big fear.
I think that a lot of it's just human nature. This has been a fairly monolithic culture for centuries, and it is a bit of a change, obviously. And just to be clear up front, I'm not an open borders guy. I've been on the station many times before. I am not in favor of mass immigration to Europe in general or Ireland in particular. But again, in this case, we're talking about 5 kids on their own, and really, I fail to see how this will cause the demise of the republic here.
Because Andy and others think that, well, 5 is going to add up to 10 when you account for one parent and so on and so forth, and the numbers grow.
Yes, so the slippery slope reasoning is some of the laziest reasoning around. Yes, again, we had planes that crossed the Atlantic at Mach 2 in the 70s, so therefore, I guess we have planes that cross it in Mach 6 right now, right? We went to the moon in 1969, therefore we have men on Saturn by that line of reasoning.
Yeah,
Things don't always go in straight trajectories.
Andy, as a matter of interest, the concerns you have any of them come to a reality so far that have affected your life so badly that you see fit to want to reject migrants. I mean, what has the hassle been towards your life so far?
Well, the reason this morning I went to a doctor and I had to pay €60 and I'm going to the pharmacy later and I'll pay him €135 for my month's supply. And right. I'm supposed to be retired. I'm retired, but I'm back working 2 days a week so I can actually live, have some sort of standard living after working for 47 years. So that's the way I
What does that have to do with migration?
What's that got to do with the migrants currently in the country?
Well, when the migrants come in, they have to have healthcare. They get free healthcare. I will fund, and the other taxpayer will fund their healthcare for them.
They also work and purchase goods and services as well. They also grow the economy as well.
Who do?
People in general who come to this country, they tend to also have jobs and they tend to buy goods and services that support Irish economy.
They have jobs. Migrants have jobs.
I think a good percentage of them do, yes. Are you looking only at refugees, or is it a different matter?
You're talking about migrants. Can you give me the percentage of migrants that are actually working here in Ireland?
No, I can't, but I can use a common sense figure that we're not being swamped by an unemployed horde of migrants. That's not the case.
Do you think not?
That is not the case, fact.
If migration is so good, why don't they stay in so much work, and we don't stay in one country and work in their own country. So
obviously they don't.
You're making statements, and you're off the back.
Andy, just let Sean respond. Go ahead.
You were hypothesizing, apparent, or at least strongly implying that the parents who put these children on the boats are bad parents, or negligent, or monsters, or some sort. I would say they'd probably be. Why again? This is common human nature that parents all over the world, of whatever culture or race. They care about their children, and they try to do the best for them. Why would you assume? That sort of should tell you how bad things are from where they're coming from. Excuse me.
We don't even know what country they're coming from. So how can you make a comment about how bad things are? We don't know what they're.
Sean is assuming that if you're to put your children on a boat.
He's assuming migrants are working, but
they're humans who have similar feelings towards their children that other people do. I don't see why that's an unfounded supposition. You're making a lot of assumptions.
But hold on, Andy,
would you not agree? Is it not fair to assume that if a parent puts their child unaccompanied on a boat, an illegal boat, by the way, into the Mediterranean Sea, not knowing whether they'll survive the journey, let alone what's going to happen to them afterwards, would you not agree that it's okay to assume that they must be desperate?
Well, will you assume that they didn't get on the boat? They had to pay to put the children on the boat, right? For a start.
Yeah, which is usually the case.
The biggest, after drug smuggling, the biggest amount of
it's human trafficking. Yeah,
human trafficking is second. So by us accepting in them, we were making sure that gangs are making money, because once it continues all the time, there's gangs making money from actually human trafficking. And Italy, why did Italy refuse to take in any more?
Well, for this very reason, that they're coming in such masses that it is difficult.
The earlier migrations tend to be dominated by single men, which I am not. If it was a boatload of single men in their 20s, I'd be among the first to say turn them around, send them back. Those would be almost much more likely to be economic migrants, which I have much less sympathy for.
But a lot of people calling me PC today as well, and I'm fully aware of the fact that there are economic migrants as well.
It's a lazy insult, PC.
It is, but it's often thrown around the place, despite what I say in this show. But don't worry, I'm open to.
I'm sure you can handle it.
I'm well used to it, so it's no bother. Look, hang on, both of you, if you can. 087-188-0008 if you want to get in touch this afternoon. Or 1850-410-494. Five children on a boat in the Mediterranean for a number of weeks over the Christmas period. A lot suffering illnesses, psychological ill health and so on, according to doctors. The standoff has been resolved now, and five of the group of migrants and five of those children now are coming to Ireland. Are you happy enough about that? And what do you think of those who say absolutely no? 1854 10 494 or 087 188 0008. More your calls, more your texts in a couple of moments. Now, welcome back. Mike Hogan in for Niall Boylan this Friday afternoon. 1854 10 494 if you want to get in touch today. I'm talking about the fact that five child migrants are coming here to Ireland. We've had fair few now over the last couple of years, particularly after the Syrian crisis and so on. Lots going to Roscommon and many other parts of the country. It seems to be a bone of contention for a lot of people. Some say we need to look after our own and so on and so forth. Others saying, come on in, welcome in. There are crises around the world and we have to step in and help. And like it or not, we're part of Europe. We have certain obligations to take a certain amount of migrants in and so on. But we're talking specifically, I suppose, about this case where five children who were unaccompanied on a boat rescued off Malta, but then on sort of a standoff situation on rescue boats for a number of weeks, they now are coming to Ireland. Can I ask, why is Mike so liberal? How many would Mike allow in? Says that WhatsApper. Another says, why is Mike so PC? Lots of PC comments coming in relation to me. I don't particularly know why. It's not that I'm making any particular hard stance on this. I'm just asking the question. I'm just looking for everybody to maybe open your minds to having a look at it from someone else's perspective. And I was just asking you to take a look at why someone might put their children unaccompanied onto a boat. And that maybe wouldn't you want to be pretty desperate if you're going to do that? All of you have children, more than myself. Could you even imagine doing such a thing? You'd want to be in a seriously desperate situation, or if you're going to do it just to make a few bob or hope to join them in a couple of years or whatever, you'd want to be seriously callous. And if you think that, well, you think that. But I'm just wondering, maybe they are in desperate situations. And as I already said, there are crises happening around the world. There was a civil war, even though someone else earlier on said that it's over. I don't know if civil wars end so quickly, but it certainly doesn't mean that the displacement of people ends that quickly. And it's something we have to deal with. And historically, we've had our own issues in this country, of course. And we've had displacement. And we've gone to other countries. God knows how many people went over to America. The argument will be, of course, we worked and so on and so forth. But look, it's up to you to phone in today and give us your opinion on 1850 410 494 or WhatsApp 087 188 0008. Niamh, you're live in Classic Hits. How you doing, Niamh?
Hiya, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad. What's your point, please?
I would just love to know how many of these people that are giving out about these children were the same people that gave out about Trump when he took children away from their parents when they crossed the border in Mexico. There was murder over here over that.
Mm-hmm.
How dare he? Their children, how dare he? How dare children be taken from their parents? I have a 9-year-old child. I cannot put my head in the space of those parents that put those children onto the boat. It's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what the great thing is, Mike? I'll never have to, because I live in a country that isn't under siege every mm-hmm. single day.
Mm-hmm.
My child is safe when he walks outside the door. He won't be blown to bits when he walks outside the door. How desperate. Sean was right. Those parents don't love their children any less than we love ours,
mm-hmm.
but they still had to do it. And the argument about, when we went to America, we worked. These are children. If we give them the opportunity, God knows what they'll do for this country if mm-hmm. they stay in mm-hmm. the future. They could be the future doctors, lawyers, solicitors. They need help. They need mental help, psychological help, what they've seen. And please God, they've been okay on their trip, because I don't know. I dread to think what they've seen or if anyone has hurt them.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine how affected a child would be, or how badly affected a child would be.
Traumatized
from a situation like that. Now, we don't know. By the way, minors can mean anything under 18, so we don't know how old these children are.
But a teenager is still going to be traumatized.
The argument that seems to be coming in a lot is there seems to be some sort of skepticism. And look, I understand, by the way, that skepticism, because like all things in life, there are going to be people who pull the wool and decide in any crisis, no matter whether it's trying to raise money after a certain crisis, you know, even after Twin Towers went down and all these various things, people try to get in on the act. And I've no doubt that some people who can't get to the countries they want to get to are going, all right, here we go. Here's my opportunity. There's nothing wrong with me, but I've been trying to get into, you know, Malta or Spain or whatever for the last however many years, or Greece. Now is my opportunity to do it. I've no doubt that that happens. But the fact remains.
Their children.
Say again?
their children. I mean,
But what I'm saying is, in general, children or adults, I'm sure that does happen, and therefore I can understand why there is some scepticism. But we have to also deal with the real cases, which you're saying are probably legitimate when it comes to particularly children.
I think when it comes to a child, I can't put myself in the. I'm just thinking of that child's, those children's mother or father. And when they said goodbye to them at the shore, I mean, they don't love their kids any less than we love ours.
Mm.
I think we use the word migrant and we slightly dehumanise them.
Mm.
They're human beings, they're parents.
Absolutely, and by human nature, but the fact, you know, there is a disconnect between us here in Ireland and those further away, and that's completely natural. And I know
we've
people
no
all
concept.
The time. We don't really. But you're right in saying that they don't love their children any less. But sometimes by labelling people migrants and all the images we see and so on, there is a disconnect there. And we see those people as different than oftentimes people do. And I think that's the issue, I suppose.
Everyone is viewed with suspicion. I think when you're looking at certain people, yeah, they do. There is a lot of people that will pull the wool and, you know,
I think it was five children caught off the coast of Wales. We'd be thinking a lot differently of it, put it that way. Hold on there a second, Niamh. Pat, you're live in Classic Hits. Go ahead, Pat.
Mike, how are you? Just to try and breeze back over some of the issues. I think the issue there initially was people who have a different view to that young lady there than some of the other people on your show. Is that they've been accused of racism. That's a cop-out by the...
Okay.
That's complete cop-out. It's not racism. People have a view.
Mm-hmm.
And people should be entitled to air their views without being called racist. So that's kind of a Nazi stunt that these so-called unracist people use. The second thing I'd like to say, when you talk about suspicion and scepticism, I mean, we don't trust the government. Because there's an acute lack of information, even with these five, if they're children. The child, to me, is 9 or 10.
Mm.
And that young lady has the 9 or 10-year-old in her mind. And you rightly said, in this country, a child is 17. In some countries in Europe, they're 14 and 15. But hell and ever, that's another day's work.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, the problem is the mistrust with our government. Because they don't tell us anything. They tell us nothing of who's coming or going. Having said that, I would like to think I have a balanced view, and I understand countries where there's war and strife, that you look after refugees, and if you can, as best as possible, look after, you know, men, women and children, young boys, young girls. I accept that, you know. But the problem in Ireland is you can say anything to gain, access, and that's our problem, because things are hidden. So people probably like myself and a lot of your viewers out there don't trust what's going on, because in Ireland, and this is the dangerous thing about our country at the moment, in Ireland, it seems to be the minority rule. It's just like that girl that's been talking there. She said she spoke about Donald Trump and, you know, kids were arrested at the border and so on. There was murder here. There wasn't murder here. There was no murder here. That maybe have been on social media. But these are the laws of different countries. And I'd be all in favour of taking people in who are in war-torn areas and people who need help. But they should always be given the option to go back to their own countries when things settle.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Now, the problem is, as you said, a lot of scammers and a lot of this, that and the other. We're in the top nation in the world for it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
We do it ourselves. I'm not saying me and you, but people do it ourselves.
Of course, yeah.
And our government seems to ticky-boo along as usual. And it creates, and then this is where I'm coming to the danger, it can create extreme right-wing, you know, views. And people who would be accused of extreme right-wing views, their views to them may not be extreme right-wing.
Mm-hmm.
They have a point to make.
I tell you what, Pat...
No, sorry, just... The last
no, but Pat, I do have to take a break. I'm okay. Stuck for time here. But if you'd hang on, I would appreciate it, because the phone lines are sort of flooded now with this topic at the moment. So we're going to continue it for a few minutes after 1 o'clock. 1850 410 494 if you want to get in touch. Pat, stay there. Niamh, stay there as well if you can. And anyone else who wants to come on, give Helena a shout now. And hopefully I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes' time. At the moment, we're stuck in the middle of a topic in relation to five minor migrants coming into the country. We're welcoming five children off a rescued boat in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Malta. They finally arrived in Malta after a bit of a standoff, and the European Union have said, OK, let's sort this problem out, and let's put all this these migrants to various countries, including the Netherlands, Belgium, and lots of different countries, including ourselves. And we're going to take five children. Some people on the air today, if you just joined us, are saying, no way, enough is enough now at this stage, and we can't be paying any more to house people in this country. And on the other hand, people saying, let's have some compassion here for five children. And these, by the way, were unaccompanied children, and lots saying that you'd want to be in a seriously desperate state in your life to let your child go onto a boat unaccompanied, an illegal boat at that, into the Mediterranean Sea. What do you think? 1850 410 494. Pat, I cut you short just before the break. You were sort of, I wanted to let Niamh respond as well.
Mike, I just wanted to sort of round up by saying, like, we're Europeans, and I think it was the best move we ever made. I'd also like to say, when you talk, that other chap there earlier spoke about democracy. If we had a vote tomorrow, or if we had a government with a pair of balls to have a vote tomorrow, I guarantee you the vote would be a vast majority to batten down the hatches and not allow everyone and anyone in. And that's the problem in Ireland. Everyone and anyone can come in here. And we don't have, we don't have a real democracy. And that's what I feel. And I don't know who these kids are, or they're called children or whatever. We don't know who they are, and we're all suspicious of our government. And we do need some form of right-wing government, because this kind of socialist liberal thing has collapsed. And as I said, it's the minority rule in this country. You get the keyboard warriors, government seems to run by what they feel, and that's where we're in danger of becoming extreme right-wing, which I would be against. A little bit more right-wing, yes, we should be.
OK, Niamh, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree to a point. I think he's right. We can't have an open policy that just anybody can come in unchecked. I think in this situation, though, it just seems to me that we seem very suspicious of absolutely everybody from there, that we assume that everyone that's coming is in some way radicalised. And even if they were 13 or 14, there's no guarantee or there's no proof at all that they have these leanings at all. I just think in this situation, it's five children. Yes, we're not being told what age they are.
So, what do you mean leanings? Leanings of what?
People leaning towards some sort of terrorism.
Like terrorism
ideology.
Or whatever. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like being radicalised in some way. Not everybody is. Some people are just desperate to get out because they can't feed their kids. It's not always a political thing. But I just do think that in this situation, it's five children. Yes, we don't know what age they are, so we can't assume they're older and we can't assume they're younger. Mm. They could be, they may not be, but they are all under 18, more than likely.
Well, that's what we're told, I suppose, unless there's stringent paper checking, which I can't imagine there is, but there might be. We can't know for absolute fact, and I guess that's the issue a lot of people have. Hang on there, Niamh, because Sean, you wanted to come back in on this very quickly. Are you there? Is Sean still there? No? On two? No? Sean, are you there? He is? No? I'll come back to you in a second, Sean. Mark, you're live in Classic Hits. Hey, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Your point on this, Mark, go ahead.
No, I've just been listening to the show, and it's a bit of a sad state of affairs. In this day and age, we're worried about five under 18s coming into the country from a very, very hard background, you can imagine, mm-hmm. For parents to be putting their children on boats and send them to a new country, into the unknown. Don't know where they're going to end up. Will they ever see him again? And here we are in a nation now that we're of immigration all our lives.
Sorry, Mike.
On ships to Australia, America, England. I'm just fresh back from England myself, back in Ireland 4 months. And I can tell you, I've seen more Irish people over there bumming off the dole.
Okay, Pat, I'll let you come in a second, but Mark, in relation to that, and I think we've kind of dealt with that a lot throughout the show today about the desperate situation a parent must be in, but there's others who just don't go down that route at all. I mean, there's a WhatsApp in there, I'm just trying to find it here, but anyway, to surmise, they were sort of saying, should the parents be charged for neglect of their children? So you've got that point of view as well.
But who are they going to charge?
Well, this is it. I mean, I don't know whether the Libyan authorities are going to start charging parents with abandonment, but that is the opinion of some.
Well, see, this is where, you know, at the end of the day, look at, they're to putting kids onto a boat, coming across, trying to give them a better life, a fresh start. We're talking about five children here coming into a country where we have all our lives been leaving. Why not give them a bloody opportunity? Give them the opportunity to a fresh start in their lives instead of just downing people and saying, no, you're not allowed in. Just pure fear factor of something new and different. Oh, we can't have this. We can't have that. That, you know, just have an open mind and move on with the times.
Right, Pat.
Sorry. Yeah, just to pick up quickly on a couple of things that chap just said. Listen, I was a product of going to England in the earlier days in my life and worked in England, but I didn't get anything for free, and that's it. Now, you can say that's an argument, but that's a fact. Same in the States, same in Australia, so it's not like number one. Number two, that chap is outlining, that young lady there earlier on also, and I understand what she's saying about kids. We don't know that. You don't know if that's a scam. Over here, if you've done that, you go to prison.
But what are they scamming us of?
But no, I said you don't know.
Yeah.
It could be. Listen, okay, I'll give you one. Okay, now I'm not saying it is the case, and this is the suspicion we have with our government, because as you rightly said there, Mike, we don't check anything out. We check nothing out. Oh yeah, here we are, the pure mouth, isn't it great and wonderful? It could be a scam where a 12, 13, 14, 15 year old. This is your mother. This is your father. You get on that boat. Off you go, and you send for us. You don't know. I'm not saying it is the case. I'm saying you don't know. Anybody from Africa where there's no war, there's no strife, or no anything, shouldn't be allowed into the country. Shouldn't be allowed in. They should be turned around and sent right back. I understand.
We have to remember the situation we're in, though. This isn't a case of people coming into Dublin Airport or into ports and so on. These are people who are on boats who are rescued, essentially. You send out a rescue signal, and then we're in a predicament then when rescue crews go out and sort of say, right, where are we going to put these people?
Well, it's game, set and match then, isn't it? Get into that boat. Out you go. If there was no rescue ships, and I remember thinking this some years ago when this started, and Germany, and in fairness to them, but I think they made a massive mistake by saying, yeah, we need to send ships out to the Mediterranean. We need to rescue all these people. It just flooded and flooded and flooded. Now, you see, I'm not saying like they should drown either, but it's people trafficking. It's getting money. It put me in a boat, sent me out here, and it was absolutely tragic to see, or to find out, not to see, because that picture was a setup with the baby on the beach. That was just a setup picture. I don't know, embassy.
This was the picture in Turkey, wasn't it?
Yeah, the picture in Turkey. That was complete.
And it was subsequently found out that, the child had passed, but it was a set-up picture, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this is all done with one reason, with minority people, and we should be doing this and we should be doing that. And it's actually encouraged the deaths. Now, not the, you know, I'm sure the German government didn't, they don't allow, you know, kindness and human consideration for the people, but it's actually caused because the ships are there, Irish naval ships, Italian, and so on and so forth. They know, there you go, you send out the signal, you'd be rescued, and off you go.
Right, okay.
They should be returned. So it's a scam. Do you know what I mean? It is a scam.
Okay, well, hang on there, because I just want to take one final person on this. We're running out of time. Catherine, you're live in Classic Hits. Hey, Catherine.
Oh, how are you, Mike? How are you?
Not too bad. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I do agree with that chap, Pat, I do, and the first guy on, Andy. I have to say, like, I think it's there is just no joined up thinking by our government. It's all, we mistrust, I wouldn't trust any of them. I mean, well, they say one thing and the other thing is completely different. And as well as that, okay, we're all Europeans, we have to agree with that. Now, why aren't Hungary, and they don't, Poland, they don't, and Austria is on the way, they don't take in any migrants, end of story. Poland, 38 million, give or take, a million or two working everywhere else in the world, whatever, and Hungary as well, there's Hungarians everywhere else as well. They don't take in any migrants. So why is it always down to us with the 4.7 million that we can't even cope with what we have, hence the case there in Ruski at the moment with the hotel and off the state of affairs, but we're bringing those people into a town with 500 people, one GP, no backup, a little village, and what was 80 people going to do there? from three different cultures. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I'm blaming the government. I'm blaming Charlie Flanagan, the minister, for injustice, as I call him. He doesn't think. He's out there trying to make himself look good. I'm looking great. Look at this, Lambering. And he just doesn't listen. He goes on
yeah,
and on.
But,
and on.
Catherine, do we need to stop this small country mentality? That's the answer to everything these days.
Right.
We're a small country, so
yeah.
We can't handle any people. We can't yeah. handle any. Poor Ireland, we're so tiny. There are other countries having this very same argument, and they're ginormous. It doesn't really matter that we're a small country.
Well, I think, but Mike, I think that's where I'm at. All due respect
we're
to you.
We're a pretty prosperous country for being so small.
I think that's where you're slightly wrong, and I
right.
should say,
No, that's fine. You can disagree with me, no problem, issue.
I mean, you can't take the fact away, Mike, that we are only 5.7, Poland's 38 million, they don't take in any at all. So, I mean, surely to God, they're all part of Europe, the Europeans, as they all claim to be. I mean, we just don't have the backup. I mean, I'm in full sympathy with people, I really am, but I'm in and out of town every day, as I said before on this programme, on buses every other day, and we're bursting at the seams. Now, you go to the rural towns, and they have nothing. So they're putting people down there, they're trying to space them around because they know Dublin cannot take any more, it's just a fact. So now they're bringing them to the rural areas, and they can't cope there. There's only one GP, as a man said earlier on, the box top there was another radio station I was listening to, the Ruski problem at the moment with that hotel. So, I mean, we don't have the joined-up thinking. We don't have the backups. We can't even, with all due respect to the people running the country, but to me, they're running it to the wall.
Okay, well, your opinion is then we need to sort ourselves out and then we can look to others. Catherine, thanks
well,
a million
exactly,
for your point today.
Yeah. In a nice way, but I do agree
okay.
with that man, Patty, is spot on.
Okay, I'm going to leave there.
Okay.
Catherine, thanks a million. Have a good day. All the best.
Bye.
And thank you for all your calls and texts on that one. Interesting discussion. And I'm sure it will arise again because it won't be the last. That's just five minors coming into the country.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.